Hey there, After Buzzers. You're tuned into the 100 After Show, Season 5, Episode 11, The Dark Year. Stay tuned for Abby and Octavia's Dark Year, choosing the monster versus the devil. I can't read my handwriting. And mothers and daughters. Plus, we got a little bit more coming up. You don't want to miss it, guys.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes! Welcome, guys. Uh-oh. A little dance step first. Hey there, guys. Taylor's not here. Our normal host is not here. She's not leading. But have me as a stand-in for now. But we miss you, Taylor. We can't wait to see you and have you back. Today, guys, what you're looking forward to, we have Abby and Octavia's Dark Year. We got Choosing the Monster versus the Devil. And Mothers and Daughters. Also, we got a little news coming up, a little cipher action, and also box moves and predictions. But before we get into it, I want to introduce my lovely panelists. They're the ones who make it all happen. Go ahead and knock it out.
With you, darling.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? Jorge Fayo here. Wow, what an episode.
Nice.
Hey, it's me, Cherry. What's up, dudes?
Yeah, so guys, I have to start off asking you, what did you guys feel about the episode?
Ooh. Who are you, Sarai?
Oh, and I'm Sarai. And Anthony is the nice voice in my ear, and I'm Sarai, and here we go, okay. And who are you, Sarai?
Okay. Oh, man. I feel like a lot of things that we had predicted have come into fruition right now. Mm-hmm. Tough choices being made all around.
The war is upon us, right?
The dark year was exactly what I thought it was going to end up being.
Yep.
Donner party plus 20.
Yeah.
Nice, steak.
Jello. How about that?
Yummy. Yeah, we're gonna get it more into that. But we're going to start off talking about Abby and Octavia's dark year. Mm. So now we see why Queen O fans, which is you guys, why Octavia is the way she is and why Abby is the way she is. Basically, in the episode, they show that at some point, after 2 years, people in the bunker needed food, right? So they had to survive until the rest of the food kicks in. So what they have to do? They have to kill to eat to live, right? So basically, it turned into cannibalism. So Vincent's wet dream, pretty much. And
Just hit me, too, because no wonder Abby is overdosed in the beginning of that episode. Because in the last episode, she saw Vincent going right at it, straight up cannibal.
Yeah.
And so she started having those flashbacks.
Like, oh, flashbacks.
Yeah. And she's the one that came up with the idea of the fighting pits. That was the whole conversation that was being had in that little meeting is that, they're going to be running out of food for a year until they can get the plants working again.
Yeah.
And they're going to be without a protein source. And she's the one that said without a 10%
protein
source, they're all going to die, starve to death.
At this point, rationing was not an idea.
No.
It was not a solution.
It was
not
an option.
They had to basically kill and then eat the dead, pretty much, I guess.
They didn't kill. Instead, they used the fighting pit. So it was still culling the criminal element that wouldn't be able to function in such a small space.
Right.
So they didn't want to, like, just kill, say, all the children, all the old people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they get to the kitchen, right? There's in the kitchen, and they're at this uncomfortable moment of having a choice. And Abby kind of whispers into Raven's ear. I'm sorry, Abby whispers into Octavia's ear, saying, basically, take away their choice. What did you guys think about that?
It boils down to... that all starts even before all that, because there was the first episode in that little cafeteria, that first scene in that little cafeteria, where they still have the choice, right? And Benedict Cain, my little nickname for him, Benedict Cain, comes up and he's like, I'm not going to do that because I'm too good for that, even though you killed a bunch of people on the Ark to save lives.
Sure.
Right?
I didn't hear that last, you sent a bunch of children down to Earth, not knowing they'd be able to survive. But when you're doing it, it's okay. When Octavia's doing it, it's all wrong.
He drew the line at eating people, though. I mean,
But they did eat people up on the ship.
That was something else that Abby brought up when that was back in Octavia's office when they were talking about the blight.
People do what they need to survive. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to eat people, especially raw. I'm not a sushi person, but I don't know. Like, if it's starving to death, which from my understanding is a painful way to die. Or eating people who are already dead.
I'm sorry, but there's no amount of vegetable broth that's going to get that taste out of your mouth.
Do you think? Do you think they could have had a better presentation? Because it's like that little red cube is like gelatin, jello. No, I don't even know what that was.
They dress it up a little
bit. Yeah, I know. They put a little parsley on it. Put something on it.
But they wanted to make it look like food. They were taking it as a sacrifice, which is why, which is why I think the mantra of one crew or the enemy of one crew started, sort of.
Yeah, and that's when she started the all of him for all of us.
And that's why it wasn't cooked, it wasn't seasoned. Mm-hmm. It was sort of a, we have to eat this, we don't want this to be pleasurable because we don't want to get in the habit of eating it, people. You know? But it's something we have to do to survive.
Yeah,
and
so
that's
so
why they didn't cook it.
Yeah, Octavia definitely stepped up. Later on, Maddie makes the line saying that she took on all that.
She took the brunt of it.
She took on all of that, so basically everyone else wouldn't feel it. And she could see her literally trembling while she has to shoot people. It's like, one crew or enemy of one crew. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of hearing that line. Like, that line gives me chills. You know what I mean?
Well, every time she says it, somebody dies.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hard. I mean,
rest in peace.
And as a leader, she took on the guilt. She took on the responsibility so that her people could survive. And Kane's self-righteous, stick up the behind, blaming Octavia for everything when he knows damn well it was his girlfriend. But as usual, I gotta make excuses for the woman.
But how about Abby again? I mean, let's talk about Abby for a second, okay? Wasn't she the same one that turned in Clark's father?
Yes.
And now she's like, and then Octavia's like, so I suppose you want me to give Kane a pass? And she's like, nope.
Yeah.
The hell with him.
That shocked me. Because at that point, they were on the high peak of love, you know what I mean? And she totally did not care about Kane at all.
Well,
even,
she was putting
the bug in her
ear. Unlike her daughter, Clark, she was putting the importance of everyone versus her own emotional well-being. But the fact that she didn't even hesitate was like, I don't think you love him as much as he loves you.
No way.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think I've seen that all season, quite honestly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or even in last season, I've never really seen Abby in love with Kane. I see Kane more like, Benedict
her.
Kane. Yeah. More in love with Abby.
Please say to Benedict. Please say to Benedict.
Yeah, Abby, I think her emotional wherewithals is strictly towards Clark, and then what's left over she does to everyone else. But Clark is her number one. That's, you know, her number one, her baby.
Do you guys agree with that decision, though, that they should get into the fire, just they should get into the pits? I don't know why I keep wanting to say fire, but they should fight it out in the pits and eat. Do you think that really was the best option?
To fight
the
leader?
It was the only option.
Because
not maybe rationally. Well,
how would you choose people? Would you choose the youngest or the oldest? At least this way you did something against the law.
I don't know. Yes.
So I know not to get stranded on the boat with
you guys. The elders are going to be a little grisly, so I don't know. It might be a little gamey.
There might have a lot of old people under
I saw one old lady at that cafeteria, and she was chowing down on some meat pie there.
That's how she survived. She's like, I'll do what I got to do.
Yeah, but I don't think I would have wanted to eat her. She would have been gamey.
Excuse me,
spit that out. That's not good.
That would have been nasty.
Yeah, and also we see that basically Abby is pretty much broken by this, as if, you know, just putting that bug in her ear was enough to break Abby as well. So now we know why Abby is on the drugs. Did you guys see that coming at all, or why she was so...
Well, yeah, I didn't know that was the reason.
No, she started the drugs before when Allie was in her mind. She said that in the episode, too, right?
Yeah, but now she's like messed up.
But now she's like
heavily
really medicated.
She took more than she always was like a little like
little, she had a little bit,
but it was not functioning. But now she's just deadening all her pain.
Yeah.
So even if she wanted to love Kane, I think she's on so many drugs, her emotions are sort of like fuzzy.
Well, that's also why that's why she's overdosed in the beginning of the episode, because she's flat. Because Vincent just like sparked something.
Yeah.
Where is Vincent right now?
Yeah,
he
where
was
is
mysteriously
Vincent?
He's full, is what he is, because he ate at least about 5 people in the last episode.
So he's like hibernating somewhere.
He's like a bear.
Three.
He's digesting at the moment. We'll see. We're definitely going to see Vincent again. I'm sure he's not dead.
No,
but what
not.
Else can we see on AfterBuzz? Cherry?
Well, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network producers after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Great.
Thanks,
great.
Guys.
Thank
come
you.
On, come on down. Come on
come
down.
Come and watch. Come to the sci-fi. Watch Killjoys AfterBuzz TV. Watch Winona Earp. Watch Cloak & Dagger. Mm-hmm. Those are three of my favorite shows, so...
A lot of things to feast on. jumping back into the Abby and Octavia Dark here, though. Do you think that this whole back flashback was basically to raise sympathy for Octavia?
I think they wanted to explain what happened. Because they keep talking about the talking about the dark year. Mm-hmm. And we knew something happened, but we didn't know exactly what. For a while, I thought it was them doing the pit and fighting, and that was the dark year. But then I was like,
I think it's
more than that. But I thought it was an interesting reminder of what, as a leader, Octavia had to do to survive and to keep humanity going.
Do you sympathize for Octavia now more? Well, I know you guys were already team offense, but...
I just understand why.
You know, because while that whole second scene in that cafeteria where she's, you know, she was saying, what, eat or die, right?
Yeah.
And the whole time that she's saying it, she's crying and shaking as she's hearing these people. And Maddie said it later on. She took on all of that weight for everyone else so that they wouldn't have to, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what she was saying. She did what a leader had to do. So... No, it's not so much sympathy as much. Yeah, like I get it.
I think it's interesting when I see the Red Queen cry. For me, I think that's Octavia moments. And when she's just stone-faced and with the blood, I think that's more the Red Queen. I think anytime the writer or the directors or whatever choose to make her cry, it's to say, hey, that's her human side. That's Octavia. You know, what do you guys think about that? Because I thought it was interesting that they did make her cry there as well as when she saw her brother Bellamy about to be in the pits.
Well, yeah, that's just a good sign of good writing.
Yeah.
You guys are good, by the way, who's ever writing this show. Yeah, that's just a sign of good writing, because you have to humanize the villain in some way.
In some ways, they make it seem like she has no feelings. She even says that I'm dead. Like, basically, Octavia died a long time ago. So when she cries, it's like, I lied. I still feel, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she's had to push those feelings down. I mean, that's a lot of guilt to know that she had to lead as example and eat food, eat the human first, then make everybody else eat the food. And Abby's in the background like some little evil Jiminy Cricket whispering, and then acting like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
So that everything is on her. Everything's on her.
She totally got away with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once again, Team Octavia.
And I have to ask you guys, would you have eaten the cake anime? Would you have eaten the meat to live? Or would you have been one of the first people who, you know, decided to not do it?
It's only for a year. We don't do anything
for a year. What are you going to do? I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Look, man, gotta live.
Yeah, y'all leave in the comments. That's interesting. I want to know who would have at first just ate it, or if they would have eaten it just because Octavia had a gun to your head, you know?
I mean, I would have asked for some soy sauce or something. Yeah.
I don't think they had soy sauce in the bunker,
But they were showing, and also the speech that they are, sort of like the Native American philosophy that we're all part of the circle of life. Mm-hmm. I show respect to the animal that I've hunted. We use everything from hoof to to ear to show respect for the fact that the animal gave up their life. Well, these human beings have given up their lives for everyone else to survive, which is why the food wasn't seasoned, why it wasn't cooked, why it wasn't made to look appetizing.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want them to enjoy it. So I totally understand where she was coming from, because, like, they were in a bunker. They couldn't leave. I mean, there was no option. So it was either eat that or die.
In the situation where the guy mentions that my brother just died in the pit, would that have changed the stakes for you guys? If it was your sister, your brother, your mama, your cousin, you possibly eating.
Which sister?
That's how I feel, too. Which cousin? Exactly.
Which one? Which one?
You know.
Man, get zero.
You know. Which dad? No.
Like, would your brother want you to starve to death? That's a horrible way to die.
So you would eat your brother.
So I feel that your brother would want you to live. For that year, you know, do they want you to die? I mean, I think that my family loves me enough where they'd, like, say, I want you to do whatever is necessary to survive and to show respect and homage to our sacrifice. But, you know, I totally understand where they're coming from, and I totally get not only Octavia and the advice she got from Abby, mm-hmm. who let her know you can't let them opt out, because if they opt out, then they'll die. We won't have enough people die. We won't have enough option for food, because Abby Berman was like, you know what, we can put them in the freezer if we need to. Yeah. Well, Abby was not playing.
No. Well, here's something, too, that I just thought of. I'm kind of interested in who had to prepare the food.
No, because that's another choice, right?
Yeah, that's
who's
that's,
the one that's doing.
Who's back there with the grinder?
Who's back there the doing all the filleting and the hair
and picking out the hair? Oh, he's hairy! Oh my god! You know,
yeah, because a lot of them grounders were pretty hairy.
Yeah,
if you remember correctly. So,
and really, the grounders, didn't they eat people?
I'm sure they did a lot.
There's like one tribe that there straight up tribe. Ate people.
Yeah, that was back in the mountain.
Yeah, and I think some the people in the mountain Reavers. Did it. But I think that some of the
Reapers definitely.
The Reapers, yeah.
There was
But they were out of their
mind. Even if they weren't voluntarily, I think some of them, if they got hungry enough, would be like, well, you're in the other tribe, we don't really like you, so hey.
There you go. Okay, so we're going to move on to choosing the, I can't read my handwriting, the monster versus the devil. First of all, I'm interested to know which one do you think is the monster and which one's the devil. We have the situation where it's McQueary, the psychotic, trigger happy McQueary, right? I'm calling him TG, trigger, or TH, trigger happy McQueary. And versus the Red Queen, where it's just, she just finished killing all the plantation. So it's like, I don't know which one's the monster, which one's the devil. In your opinion, which one do you think it is?
Oh, McQueary is definitely the monster.
Yeah. Think so. Yeah. And then Red Queen's the devil.
Yeah. Well, Cain is calling her the serpent in Eden, but really he's the serpent traitors.
Yeah.
He's human awful walking on two legs, devilish.
You don't like King too much.
I don't like Cain. Cain needs to remember what he's done and remove that stick from up his behind, because he's a little too self-righteous. He seems to think he's an angel and he is not.
I don't know. I think Cain and Dioza are getting even cozier.
What was going on up there in that cave?
Yeah.
When she was sleeping, like, all curled up.
She even mentions Abby, and he doesn't flinch. Yeah. He doesn't flinch at all. He's like, that was old. You know, like, that's the old flame. This is new love.
Well, she is a junkie now. I mean, what are you going to do with that?
He's been proven time and again, Abby is totally fine to let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go on the picnic.
Yeah. We've seen that a lot this season.
Yeah. I mean, he gave her the choice. You know, it's the drugs or it's me. And she's like, later, fool.
Drugs.
Pretty much.
Bye, Felicia.
Lord have mercy.
She chooses everybody over him. Eventually, you have to like stop loving somebody when they prove time and time again they don't love you.
So why not? You got Dioza coming in with a new kid,
and she has a baby, can begin all over again.
Yeah, it's like how insta family.
You guys already planned out their whole life.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They already looked over the mountaintop and saw where they can put the elementary school and a few episodes back.
Yeah. But he's ready to bounce. He's done.
There you go.
And then I was about someone a little bit younger.
So y'all are team, definitely team Cain and Dioza.
Oh, I'm never
Team Cain.
Nothing. And but, I don't like Dioza that much anymore either.
Yeah. Traitors.
What about the little baby? No. Okay. So
I don't blame the innocent baby.
Yet.
Oh.
I don't like Dioza.
But I got my eye on you, baby.
Uh-oh.
I got my eye on both parents.
I'm just saying,
they're no good.
You have to prove yourself, baby. Mm-hmm.
You have to
prove
yourself, baby.
Listen, just because you can't talk and walk don't mean you're going to be able to make it in the valley.
Evil seed. If you know that movie, you know what I'm talking about.
Got it. I feel like that about some cousins too. But so basically, let me set it up for the monster versus the devil, right? So we're in a situation where we have two sides. McQueary is on one side, and he's captured Abby, and he basically wants to fight off the people for the valley, fight off the Red Queen for coming to the valley. The Red Queen is now positioning herself to come inside. And it's a lot of cross trading pretty much, because we have Echo and them in the cave, and they're feeding information to the Red Queen, saying basically, if you enter through this gate, you know, these other two doors will be two different ways to be open. And then also at the end, we see that Echo say, well, listen, we choose McQueary over the Red Queen. Right? What did you guys think about that? Do you think that was a wise decision, that to choose McQueary over the Red Queen? Because basically she was saying, like, I'm going to give you guys...
Oh, you mean Cain and Dioza?
Cain and Dioza went
Echo.
To McQueary.
Yeah.
To choose them. I believe that whether you like Octavia or not, I feel she's better suited to sort of keep humanity on the path of taking care. Because McCreary, I don't think he wants to share the planet Earth with them at all. So once they get control of the ship, he's going to blow everybody up anyway. Dioza, between the two of them, I'd rather have Dioza than McCreary. But Dioza, I'm like, eh, girl, I don't trust you either.
I see her as the main person for now. Over Clark, over everyone, I would feel more comfortable with Dioza because she still has a little bit of humanity in her, and I just think she's the better leader out of all the different heads.
I think I would follow Dioza over over McCreary for certain.
I feel
like Octavia girl just needs a break. Like,
she needs a break.
Let somebody else take over.
I don't know if I trust Dioza all that much.
I don't know. I feel like Dioza has softened since she's
become a mother.
She's not as evil as McCreary. You know,
and McCreary is, he's a rabid dog chasing cars. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about order. He doesn't care about about infrastructure.
He doesn't care about humanity.
Those people are his people are criminals. They're not farmers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do with that valley?
They're just going to die anyway.
Exactly, and they're all dying over that mysterious disease anyway. So, follow McCreary. Yeah, definitely not. McCreary.
Really, I think Maddie is going to eventually take over anyway.
She's going to have to.
Maddie is definitely wise beyond her years. Like, she at some point points out, she's basically just an assess everything. She even knows what happened to Clark in the past and how she makes the decision at Mountweather based on, I guess, the little chip in the back of her neck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
she's
yeah.
got all the stuff, and Clark's looking at her like, how do you know that? And she's like, the chip told me. You know? So basically, chip told me.
Yeah, so. She's had all the dreams, so it's all downloaded to her brain now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to also talk about the mothers and daughters. Clark and Maddie and Clark again and Abby.
Yeah.
Abby and Clark are basically back on the same squad, and starts off with the episode where Clark is basically making Abby throw up all the medicine and whatever. Right. And the next generation, which I would call Maddie, she's kind of watching Clark. And I don't know how you guys felt about this line, but basically she told her, like, I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whew.
Did you guys feel it?
Yeah. She should be. It's like, because Maddie's going in and ready to like kill McCreary right there and then. And Clark pulls her back and she's like, you're choosing this dude over your own people.
Yeah.
That's messed up, yo.
Yeah. Do you think that she's wiser because of the chip, or you think Maddie just had that little bit of an edge to her just naturally?
Because of the chip.
The chip. You're like, no, it's the chip. She's
also,
not.
Also, it's the chip. I mean, she's relying on the history and the knowledge of past commanders to guide her. And also she's realizing that Clark may be motivated out of goodness, aka love of a mother, but she's not putting forth the true importance, which is humanity surviving. Because her saying, well, we'll just figure that out once the fighting's over and get rid of McCreary. Have you met McCreary? Because he's nothing to play with.
Yeah.
So, no. But Clark always does that. She's like, we'll kick that can to the end of the road. We'll think about it later.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't do that. That's not how that works.
So what did she say? He wins, we win the war, and we'll worry about the rest later.
Yeah.
That's what she said. And I was watching the two of you while we were watching that, and y'all went, oh, come on, girl.
Yeah.
I almost think Clark thinks, I'll seduce him with my clarkiness.
Yeah.
You think so?
Clark got some clarkiness.
Sleeps with everybody. She sleeps with everybody.
No.
Everybody.
Well, let's not,
men, women,
let's not slut shame the girl now.
Yeah, no.
Let's not slut shame the girl.
She loves whoever it's the, she it's happens the apocalypse. To be with.
Yeah, you just it's gotta get it where you can.
Sometimes you gotta get some.
It's only like 10% of humanity
Clark's
left,
motto
you gotta
is,
get it in.
I love the one that I'm with. I might love you more, but this person, this warm body's right here. So what is it? What am I supposed to do? Not sleep with him?
I don't know. I don't see
she
Clark
hasn't
and
stepped
McCreary
around that much.
Doing,
she hasn't.
No.
Clark will
know.
Do whatever is necessary to save Maddie. Now that means taking one for the team. Then she'll
Clark
take one for the team.
She's turned into a Jezebel.
Let's be honest here. McCreary's not an unattractive man. He's crazy and violent.
Ugh.
But clean him up. get him a little sanity pill.
And then apparently he does have some strong seed because he does have a kid on the way. So there you go. Yeah,
Dioza hit that, so hey.
Dioza hit that. I love that. That should be a t-shirt. Dioza hit that. Yeah, I don't even know where to go from that. Who do you guys think is the better mom? Would you say Clark to Maddie or Abby to Clark?
Oh, Abby's a terrible mother.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Terrible mother and a... Hey.
Horrible meet
your,
wife.
Meet your grandmother. She's a junkie.
Yeah. She's scratching.
Maddie's like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
I don't know you, cuz.
She even dissed her. She's like, she told me you was a nice person. Like, that was like, oh. Like,
whoa.
Like, really? Really, girl?
That was rude. That was rude to say to grandma.
Sorry, grandma. That was rude. Nah, you straight up trying to manipulate me, girl. Yeah. Get off. Step off. Bye.
I got the commander gene in me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
That chip has gotten her a little cocky, yeah, though. She feels like she's a little bit above Clark, in my opinion.
And she is above Clark.
But she is. I mean, she's got the wisdom of 10 generations in her.
Yeah. What did you guys think about that classic line by Clark saying, I'm not a hero? I never said I was a hero, basically.
And she is right. She's right.
Okay.
She's
not a hero. It's not hard to get that out of them. I'm like, and you're right.
Yeah. All right. No, you're not, girl.
No fight. A little fight? No.
Clark has always done whatever is necessary to keep Clark okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that means sacrificing somebody else.
Yeah. Hey, I got to kill these people in this mountain.
Okay. But she feels bad about it later. I feel terrible killing everybody. Terrible.
Ooh, I got to press this button. Ooh, oh darn!
She gets turned on by it.
Pressing the button.
Okay. Oh. Hilarious! coming up next, we got. I'm gonna let it stay on the push the button and the orgasmic Clark button. I mean, coming up next, we got some news coming up.
Oh yeah, ooh. What do we got going on? So,
where's the news?
AfterBuzz TV news.
So it seems like they've been nominated for the 2018 TV Scoop Awards. They've got some nominations. Ooh. Yeah, the series has been nominated for Best Drama Acting.
Mm. Yes, yeah. I can agree with that, yeah, because the fact that you guys are so passionate about Clark means she can act her butt off.
Well, I mean, those actors.
Not even a girl can act. I mean,
I love Octavia.
Wow. It's a little chip on your shoulder for Clark.
No, I think I just think there's some really great character development all around, and they're all growing. You know, it's nice to see where they're all going. They've also been nominated for Sexiest Moment.
Ooh.
Sexiest Moment, yes.
Now, which moment was that?
I don't know. Which
there's
moment?
So many.
They have so many. They had a sexy moment on this episode, no? Yes.
Yeah.
Little Raven on Shaw, kissy kissy face. Raven and Shaw sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-S. NG.
What else they get? Best Shocker.
Shock me.
Best Shocker.
Nice.
Best Villain.
Ooh. Mm. McQuarrie. Okay. I love how everybody just goes back to normal.
And Best Musical Moment.
Ooh.
Best musical moment.
What moment would that be?
Was there a dance party?
I don't remember that.
Was there a step up episode?
No.
Of
so. Maybe they're going to play one of our AfterBuzz beginning songs, you know?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, so that's a little something. Those are their nominations for the 2018 TV Scoop Awards.
Nice. Woo!
Yeah.
Raise the roof.
Raise the roof.
Okay, guys, next we'll get into our boss moves of the week.
Like a mouse.
I don't want to throw up any false signs. Let me stop. Someone's like, oh, she's rapping my hood. It's like, oh, no, wait. My fingers itched. Okay, guys. And all of a sudden, somebody come in. I was like, ah! what was you guys' boss moves of the week?
What do you got, Jerry?
Ladies first.
Yeah.
Other lady first.
I had a couple of boss moves, but I think the best one was Maddie calling Clark on her bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I enjoyed that one.
There was a lot of calling on the bull crap tonight, and I think one of my boss moves would have been Bellamy to Octavia. I don't fight for you. I'm fighting to get back to my family, yo.
Like a mouse.
Nice. I love it. Like a boss. Okay, this is going to be my boss move slightly. And when we were watching the episode, you went, oh, that's so cheesy. But there was a line where basically basically Shaw saves Raven, right? Mm-hmm. And Raven is like, I'm afraid to lose you. Let me see how she said it verbatim. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was good because she grabs him and kisses him. And I think, finally, girl, finally, 2018, women, we're just grabbing the men.
I'm not mad because you saved my life. I'm mad because you made me care about yours.
Yes, that I care about your life.
It's just like,
But it deserves a little something.
Okay, but then just take the man into the woods and get yourself a little something. No, I don't need
that's
that.
That's not romantic.
But it was a boss move.
Depends
though.
On who
she
you
grabs
ask.
Him,
and kisses him. I'm like, him. Yeah, girl. Yeah, kiss him. He's a cutie.
Hey, I would have.
And
grabbed
he's a pilot.
And he can fight apparently. Life?
Ooh.
Yeah. Although I saw the two of you in that fight scene too, and all of a sudden y'all got a little flustered. You're like, oh my.
Oh my. Like a boss.
I feel a little heat right now.
Ooh, Southern Belle. So what do you guys have for predictions coming up next?
Many predictions. Now,
it can go so many different ways. In my opinion.
Do you want to go first?
War.
Yeah, that's definitely going to happen.
War. Man, I think the next two episodes are going to be really bloody, for one. That's for darn sure. People are going to be losing limbs left and right. I'm a little afraid for that valley. You know, like... Bellamy, there was a really nice moment there between Bellamy and Monty about that 80 acres on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on up to the east side. Finally got that piece of the pie. Wheezy! No. but yeah, so there's that whole thing. And I really hope that happens for Space Crew, but I don't think that's happening. Yeah, I think that Maddie's gonna have to step up and take charge. Yeah. That's
Maddie's
my
definitely the leader.
Maddie's gonna have to step up and take some charge on things.
Ardioso. Mm-hmm. What about you, Cherry?
I think what's going to happen is there's gonna be a couple of things. One, Maddie, I think, is gonna convince Clark and Clark's mother, Abby, to not cure them. I do believe that Marcus Kane and Dioza are betraying them and did give their secrets away. And I think that Octavia is going to be badly hurt, which then gives Maddie the opportunity to take charge and unite everyone behind her. Because I think Maddie wants to fight. I mean, she said it.
And
she
wants to
fight. And she can fight.
Yeah.
Do you all see this ending in peace?
I think it'll end up in peace when...
in the series finale.
Yeah, when McCreary is... I think McCreary is...
Not the season finale.
As they black out.
The series season. Finale.
Oh, series finale.
I think McCreary's going to get killed. I think either Maddie's going to kill him from behind because she has no guilt or any issue with stabbing somebody in the back, or Abby will kill them. But I think when McCreary dies, then it'll cause the criminal Sky people to sort of get in disarray. And then I think they'll have... peace, but I think it'll be peace where they divide the land up between the two, and they'll have like a fence and guards and stuff. So it's like East and West Germany.
Wow, like so very tentative peace, if you will.
Nice. I don't know if you guys thought about this, but I see the worms coming back. I see the Red Queen somehow stumping on some worms in the desert and bringing the worms to the valley. I don't know how the worms going to get there specifically, either from the Red Queen or it's going to travel. Maybe it can walk fast. I don't know. It's going to power walk. It's going to Uber. But I know it's going to definitely get to the valley. And that's going to be a huge thing. I want to say we're going to see that before the season ends.
I just had a vision of the worms in the back of like a Toyota Uber. Camry. They're like, yes, we're going to the valley, please.
Yeah. You never know.
Uber driver's like, so how's your day going?
The small talk is horrible. No, it's cool. But yeah, I hate it when they turn around and they start asking questions, and you can tell it's kind of like, do you really want to know how my day was or how the weather is, or you just really just
Oh yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I think the worms the worms are definitely coming back and they're gonna be a part of the war.
Yeah.
Cool. And they have no sides. Because they're worms.
Exactly. They don't care. They'll eat you all. Eat you all up.
Yes. Nice, nice. Well, thank you guys so much. It was a great episode. Can you tell everybody where they can find you?
Yeah, I am Jorge Payo. You can find me on all of my social media at the EL Jorge. And also, I'm on the Queen of the South panel on Thursday nights, and I'm going to be starting the Castle Rack panel on Wednesday nights. So find me there. Cool.
I'm Cherry_LA on Twitter and Instagram. It's me, Cherry. Love ya, everybody.
And the usual host is Taylor Gay. Sorry, Taylor, she's not here right now, but you can find her on Infaba_Ann. I'm not sure if I said that right. Infaba_Ann. And my name is Funny Sarai. You can find me FUNNYSAYRIE on Twitter and Instagram. And until then, thank you guys. Keep buzzing. Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.